Music. Life. Style. Lifestyle. Music. All come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
Let's browse through the magazines, pals and gals. There's The New Yorker for New Yorker wannabes, and New York for New Yorker wannabes that don't have the attention span for The New Yorker. The New Republic is George Will's evil twin. The Nation is where every good liberal goes to die. And The National Review is the McLaughlin Report in prose. Esquire wouldn't give me a job writing gushy articles about Deborah Winger. Neither would GQ. Now she's married. It's a day late and a dollar short. There's Vanity Fair, where photo captions are an art form, and Atlantic and Harper's top 40 versions of the New York Review of Books, a magazine by and for its contributors. Penthouse is the Playboy for men who don't like the girl next door type. Playboy is for men who wish a girl lived next door. Hustler is for men who give the girl next door the creeps. They all have good articles. Newsweek is Time's evil twin. Time flies and lets you care. There are all those magazines you only read on airplanes. Money, Success, Successful Woman, New York Woman, Inc., Business, Forbes, Fortune, New York Woman. There's Cosmopolitan, which women only read when it's too rainy to shop. And Ms. Magazine, which still thinks orgasms are a big problem. This week's People gives us stories designed to be forgotten in a week. Us Magazine is shooting for a week, but I usually forget their stories in about 3 days. Rolling Stone is the People magazine for people with compact disc players, and Spy magazine is the People magazine for people who went to Harvard. National Lampoon is still making jokes about Hooters, while Mad magazine hasn't made a joke since Harvey Kurtzman left. But where's my magazine? Sticks and Stones, the magazine that dares to put one man's grumpy point of view on the rack of public opinion. Well, it hasn't happened yet. But if Deborah Winger were to dump that actor she married and move next door, and if I were to actually live someplace, and if that someplace had a next door, well, that's a lot of ifs, I know. But I'm telling you, folks, my first issue would be a knockout. I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.